Title: Sub-Bass Foundations, Beginner Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building the engine of a drum and bass track, the sub-bass. And I'm gonna say this up top, because it's the biggest mindset shift for beginners. A great DNB sub is not about doing a lot. It's about being clean, being consistent, being in tune, and leaving space for the kick. If your sub is controlled, everything else in your track suddenly mixes easier. Your resets better. Your drums feel louder, and your whole drop feels more finished. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated sub track that's mono and club ready, a simple 8-bar DNB sub pattern that locks with the kick, and a clean stock Ableton chain, operator into a Q8, saturator, compressor with sidechain, and utility. Let's set the session first. Set your tempo to a DNB friendly range, 170 to 176 BPM. I'm going to pick 174. Time signature is 4/4. Now create a few tracks. Make one MIDI track called SUB. Make a kick track as well, either audio or MIDI, whatever you're using. If you want, add a simple drum rack for kick, snare, hats, but keep it basic at first. Here's a teacher tip. Start with a simple kick and snare, or even just a kick. Complex breaks can hide sub problems. You want to hear the low-end relationship clearly while you're building it. Now, on the SUB track, load operator. Operator is perfect for this because it's quick and stable. Go to oscillator A. Set the waveform to sine for a pure sub, or triangle if you want slightly more harmonics. If you're brand new, start with sine. You can always add harmonics later in a controlled way. Keep the algorithm simple. I only is fine. Set voices to 1 so it's monophonic. Turn glide off for now. We'll come back to it. Now let's shape the amp envelope, because this is where clicks and sloppiness usually come from. Set attack to 0 milliseconds to start. Then set release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That little release is your anti-click insurance, because it stops the sub from hard cutting to zero. For decay and sustain, it depends on your pattern. If you want short, punchy notes, you can set sustain really low, even down to minus infinity, and use decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. If you want held subs, keep sustain around -6 to -12 dB. If you hear clicking, do not panic. Bump the attack up slightly, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, and maybe lengthen the release a touch. Tiny changes here make a huge difference. Next, note range. Most DNB subs live around E1 to G1. E1 is about 41 Hz, F1 is about 43.6, G1 is about 49, A1 is about 55. Beginner safe choice, write your sub in F or G. Those notes translate well on more systems, and they're less likely to dip into that too low to really hear zone. Now let's write a simple rolling pattern. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track, and think of DNB subs like this. The drums are fast, but the sub often feels halftime underneath. It rolls because of rhythm and gaps, not because it's doing a million notes. Let's use a G minor vibe for the example. Put most of your sub notes on G1 and occasionally use D1, which is the fifth, for movement without changing the whole vibe. Here's a simple starting idea you can copy with your ears. Put a main hit early in the bar, then a short pickup, then another main hit around beat 3, then another pickup near the end. Keep the pickups shorter. And practical settings. Keep note lengths short to medium, like eighth notes to quarter notes. Leave space for the kick. Keep velocities consistent at first, maybe around 90 to 110, so you're not confusing groove with level problems. Now the most important relationship in the entire low end, kick versus sub. If your kick is hitting right on the downbeat, and your sub also starts exactly on the downbeat, they can fight. Sometimes that's fine if you have great sidechain, but as a beginner, you want a clear plan. You have two options. Option A is to leave space. Move the first sub note slightly later, or shorten it so the kick transient owns the first moment. Option B, and this is the modern standard, is sidechain the sub to the kick so the kick punches through every time. We'll set that up in a second. Now we build the sub chain, all stock devices. First, after operator, add a Q8. This is cleanup, not make it fancy. Turn on a high pass filter around 20 to 25 Hz, gently like 12 dB per octave. This removes rumble you can't really hear, but that steals headroom and makes your limiter work harder later. If you hear boxiness or mod, you can do a very small dip in the 120 to 250 Hz range, like 1 to 3 dB, but only if you actually hear a problem. With a sine wave, you often don't need much EQ at all. Next device, saturator. This is where we make the sub more audible on small speakers without ruining the fundamental. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Start at 3. Turn soft clip on. Then do a really important habit, gain match. Lower the output so that when you bypass the saturator, the level is roughly the same. You're listening for tone and translation, not just louder is better. The goal is subtle harmonics. You want the sub to be heard, not just felt, but you do not want fuzz living down there. Next, sidechain compression. Add compressor after the saturator. Turn sidechain on. Set auto from to your kick track, or the kick chain inside your drum rack. For starter settings, set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Now listen. If the bass is pumping too hard, either reduce the ratio or raise the threshold a bit. If the kick feels like it's getting swallowed, you need more ducking, or you need to create more space in the MIDI note lengths. And here's a small coaching note. Sidechain release time is groove. If the release is too fast, the sub can wobble back in unnaturally. If it's too slow, the sub never really returns and your low end feels weak. Adjust it while the drums are playing, not in silence. Last device, utility. Put utility at the end. This audio version is shortened for playback.